Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Joe Esposito, the CEO of Gary Platt Manufacturing, on the delivery of 1 million chairs by the leading chair producer in the gaming business. This week's podcast is sponsored by IGT with its newest MLP theme, Prosperity Link. It's a hit and performing at over 3 times versus house, according to the Eilers June report. Learn more at igt.com/prosperity. One million chairs is nothing to sneeze at, and the folks at Gary Platt Manufacturing are justifiably proud of reaching that milestone. Founded by Gary Platt more than 30 years ago, the company basically invented the concept of chairs as slot machines and made the table game experience that much more comfortable. Despite the million chairs, Joe Esposito, the CEO of Gary Platt Manufacturing, explains why quality always trumps quantity in his company and how it is ramping up to reach the 2 million mark a lot sooner than it took to reach 1 million. He spoke with me via Zoom from the Gary Platt offices in Reno in June.
Glad you came.
Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Joe Esposito, the CEO of Gary Platt. Nice to talk to you, Joe. It's great to see you. The million chairs that you just announced is a pretty impressive number.
Great to talk to you, too. I appreciate it. And yes, it was very exciting for us when we started to pile up all the history of the company and found out that over the 25-year period that we created a million casino chairs, especially since back to the humble beginnings, we started at 1,000 a year, 2,000 a year, and now we're up in that 80,000 range. So very exciting for us, for sure.
Well, I've known Gary Platt for years, and the fact that he's pretty much the originator of casino chairs in terms of slot machines. He was always telling me the story about how he walked into a casino in Vegas in the old days, and everybody was standing, and he'd say, "Why can't they sit?" And they agreed with him. So how important is you that kind of history of the company that you really go back that far in the industry and really understand how the industry works?
Well, I think it's really important. We've built on our pedigree for many, many years around building the most comfortable and the most durable chair. So that goes back to, Gary Platt and Bob Yabroff,
right,
at the start of the company, and Bob is still a trusted advisor who we talk to on a regular basis, and we do a ton of things with Gary still, even at the age of 96. He still sent us a congratulatory video the other day, and our employees, some of whom have been here for the entire 25 years, got a huge kick out of it.
Sure. Well, I value my friendship with Gary. In fact, even today, he sends me emails every month when the magazine comes out, commenting on something I've written. And he's a great guy. And the fact that you built a company around him, I think, is really important.
That's great. Yeah. No, I think he's. We really enjoy working with those guys, Roger.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us what you focus on. What's your philosophy in terms of building chairs? Do you focus on style, comfort, price, or all three?
Well, all three for sure. But definitely the number one focus and our competitive advantage is this most comfortable chair.
Right.
At the end of the day, the casinos want to have a chair where people are comfortable and they're having fun playing the games,
right,
and they want to play more, right? And so we've even done some testing with Atlantis Casino here in Reno that shows that, our chair versus competitor chair and switching them around, showed that we ended up with on our chairs, 3% more time on device and 11% more coin in slot.
Right.
A 3-week test. So really important to us, that comfort comes first. And then obviously we want to incorporate a good design, a good level of durability, because these guys spend a lot of money on chairs and they want them,
sure,
to last a long time. So all of it comes into play for sure. And
absolutely,
people are probably more price sensitive now than they ever have been, given the current state of the economy and everything.
Right. Well, your chairs are in hundreds of casinos around the world. I mean, it's a very impressive list of properties you're in. Why do you think they're so popular? Why do they not just deal with some of their local vendors?
Well, I think we've really matched our vision of creating the most comfortable chair. And, you know, our goal is always to have these guys, you know, do a sit test. You know, right. it's like a car dealership. We want you in the car. We want you sitting in the chair. We'll compare our sit with anybody. And so most of the time we win that sit test, and people will understand that that's going to translate to, again, more people, more time on the game. And that's why it's the most popular chair and the highest selling chair in the U.S.
Sure. I remember Steve Wynn telling me one time he sits in every chair in the casino that he buys for his new casinos. And did you ever witness that?
I never did see that. No, I can't say I've seen that. But that's true for a lot of the sure. casino owners, even at the higher level. You'd be surprised at how many people, you know, at the ownership level, at the GM level, really are even involved in the decisions with things even as, you know, as chairs.
Sure. Well, you know, slot machine chairs are so varied these days because the size and shape of slot machines vary so much. How does that impact your sales pitch and your design?
Yeah, it's a great question. Casinos are sometimes the slot games are really tight, so they want a smaller seat and a smaller footprint on the chair. And then sometimes some of the high limit areas, they're really spread out and they want a big, large chair that encompasses them. So we have chairs with seat sizes from 17 inches to 28 inches. Mm-hmm. And so that really gives them the opportunity to look at different areas. The other thing we do with that too is a lot of your chairs have high-low up and down so that people with different heights can go to a different level and sit close to the game. So it definitely comes into play with regard to the design and innovation of a chair.
Sure. So you've worked with a lot of slot manufacturers down through the years to customize your chairs to their various games. How does that impact the design when you go through that?
Well, again, good question. The OEM manufacturers all like to tailor the chairs toward their games. And then some in particular, we were also the innovator on the sound chairs. So, for instance, we work with Aristocrat very regularly with their engineering team, our engineering team, to create a chair that, you know, matches their design, matches mm-hmm. their game, sleds into the game so that you can run electricity through there and run the sound directly through our speakers. So a chair that not only is comfortable and durable and lasting, but also can give you a good hearing experience with a sound chair. So it's great working with those guys because they always have a vision of what they want to see the chairs out of their games.
Well, some of those chairs actually vibrate,
absolutely,
you know, to give you the real feel of the game you're playing. That must be an interesting way to work with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the bottom line is, you know, we have really strong designers and engineers, and, you know, we're willing to work with any casino on any kind of customization, any kind of OEM with customization. You know, we just did a massive custom project with the new Resorts World opening in Vegas and really created a really cool new chair called the Aurora that's a little bit more of a wraparound thing. And it's just really, it was really fun, again, working with their designers and our designers and kind of putting something together that's, you know, both comfortable and also fits the theme of the casino.
Sure. Cats out of the bag. IGT's newest MLP theme, Prosperity Link, is a hit and performing at over triple versus house, according to Eilers' June report. Both partner themes feature the player favorite lock and respin bonus and the exciting free games bonus with either scatter or multiplier wilds. Prosperity Link will drive players to your floor with its popular game mechanics. Grab this exciting game while it's hot. Learn more at IGT.com/prosperity. So how many customized chairs do you have, and do you have a line of chair that kind of fits a lot of different slots and games?
Yeah, we do. We have a line of chairs. We have about 22 chairs if you ever go to our website, mm-hmm. GaryPlatt.com. And you know, at the end of the day, those are the ones we sell the majority of. There's a standard line that goes in most of the casinos, and there's a signature line mm-hmm. that goes more toward, you know, high-low, high mid areas and higher-end areas. And so we do all of the above. We have chairs that are in the line, but we also will create a custom chair for a facility, certainly that wants to do something a little bit more elaborate, a little bit more cool, specific to their location.
Sure, sure. You know, you also do tables and chairs for table games. I mean, that's again an important comfort feature. How are they different than the chairs you designed for slots?
Good question. The biggest difference is a lot of times it's just the height of the, you know, you have a lot of table games that are higher.
Right. Yep.
So you have higher footprint, so you might end up with more designer type frames or more designing capabilities on the frame of the chair.
Sure.
The seat heads are generally very similar because, again, we're still working toward a super comfortable sit, and a comfortable sit's a comfortable sit no matter what height you're at.
Sure, right.
And, you know, so you'll see a lot of changes and a lot of differences, particularly around the bases and around the ornate design of the bases on table games.
Sure. You recently supplied a California casino with chairs for their bingo hall. That's obviously a lot of chairs there. Some of those halls get to be very, very big. What kind of differences do you have in those chairs?
Yeah, no, we're doing a lot of that now. I mean, one of the areas we've been moving into is, you know, hospitality areas, so that we do things like bingo chairs, we do conference rooms, we do restaurants and things like that. You know, and the bottom line is the biggest difference there is you're looking for a little bit more portability. Like on the bingo games, they move the chairs around a lot more. They move. So a lot of times you're looking for a lighter chair. You're looking for something that you can stack, you can move around, you can do different things with. But again, we never want to move too far away from that vision of the perfect sit. Because when you're playing bingo, when you're sitting in a restaurant, when you're sitting in a conference, you still want to be comfortable. We always lead with that, even though there might be a little bit of differences in design and the overall usage of the chair.
Sure. So I was in a sports book here in Atlantic City last night watching some baseball, and I was sitting in kind of a Barca lounger chair, you know, that reclines and gets the footrest and things like that. I mean, I felt like I was melting into it. Do you guys do those kind of things as well?
Yeah, we do it. We do a really nice couple options for our sportsbook chairs. Those are on our website too. You know, most of our, you know, that's really getting more and more popular. Of course, every state opening up sports now. So you got 20, 30 some odd states that are doing sports betting. So yeah, they want something more comfortable, a little bit more lounge oriented. Usually has cup holders, chargers, wireless chargers, you know, all those types of things.
Sure.
Tablet for writing for the guys that do the horse and stuff like that. So, you know, at the end of the day, there's definitely a much bigger footprint and a much bigger, more comfortable kind of overall, like something you could sleep in kind of design.
Right. Exactly. Right. Well, I did almost, the baseball game got boring. I did almost fall asleep there. So,
that's right.
So, how has the growth of sports betting impacted your company? I guess there's a lot of growth in that area.
Yeah, for sure. We just started that obviously a couple of years ago when everybody started up the different sports books. I think it's still an interesting, it's still a burgeoning industry, still in its kind of infancy and still looking toward different, you know, seat models. You have some that use a very large recliner, and that's what we have, but we also have some more compact seats because sometimes people want to fit more in, and you're even seeing some of them create with stadium seating and things like that now. So, you know, lots of different designs coming to the fruition over the last few years. You know, kind of the table games and slots have a lot of years behind them and a lot of build behind them. But the sports book industry is still trying to figure out, you know, how they want to sit their customers and where they want to sit them and what that looks like. So it's been interesting. So we've done a lot of design work and you know, again, specific custom chair work with different casinos.
Sure, no question. So you mentioned hospitality. You recently acquired Sierra Nevada Hospitality, and now you've got a line that is all hospitality chairs. Explain how that's going to help your company grow.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it makes a lot of sense because people trust the Gary Platt name in the casino industry.
Sure.
And you know from being in casinos, you know, casino chairs take a lot of beating. You know, they're people are on the chairs 24/7. You know, they put them sideways to save their seat when they go. They sit every which direction in them. So the chairs take a lot of beating. So, you know, our brand name has built a pretty good, a pretty strong brand name in the industry. And so now that we deal with casinos, outside of just their gaming area, you know, they say, hey, we love your chairs. And this all started because people would say, we love your chairs. You know, we need more chairs in the bar area. So we started creating bar stools, and then it was restaurants. And now it's, you know, now we're talking to a lot of guys about the conference rooms. You just did a, you know, large project for Caesar's new conference area in Vegas. And we did a large one for Resorts World. We're now doing a project for San Manuel in their theater area.
Okay,
so yeah, it's definitely a kind of a new area for us. It's a lot of fun because we're able to extend you know, what we're doing. It's close to home, you know, so we still know the business well, and we still understand, you know, what customers want out of that type of chair. So it's been really good and energizing for us to look at a new area and to spread our wings a little bit.
Sure. I guess the people who buy the chairs for their restaurants and conference rooms and things like that, they're the same decision makers you're talking to about the casino.
They're the same decision makers, or they're at least people that work within the same building and have seen the chairs and can really understand, you know, the success reasons for that.
Sure. Well, your reputation precedes you, and you know, a million chairs, that's a very impressive number, Joe, and I'm guessing 2 million will come a lot quicker.
We're just saying the same thing, you know, on to the next million. So yeah, 25 years for the first million, and our target is to do the next million in 10 years. Yeah. So, you know, we're you know, we definitely have that plan in place, and looking forward to another party.
Great. Well, I'm sure you're well on your way to that, and congratulations once again on the million chairs. And it's great to be partners with you in all the things that we do, and we really appreciate that. And you know, we'd like to be partners with the best companies in the business, and then I think you certainly fill that bill when it comes to seating.
Yeah, absolutely, Roger. We appreciate GGB and everything you guys bring to the table. We work with you every year. So, you're a good partner, too. And we enjoy that. I think it's always good in this business to have good partnerships and to work with the right people, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, congratulations, and hopefully we'll see you at G2E.
Absolutely. You know that. We'll be there.
Great. Thanks very much.
That makes two of us. Glad you came.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by IGT and its newest MLP theme, Prosperity Link. It's a hit and performing at 3 times versus house, according to Eilers June Report. Discover more at igt.com/prosperity. To learn more about chairs and casino furnishings, visit ggbmagazine.com or get deeper into casino design and furniture at casinostylemagazine.com, the website for GGB's annual Casino Style magazine that gets released in December. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.
I could drive you home. No, I don't mind at all. That wasn't my chair after all. Oh, I like you too, and to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all. That wasn't my chair after all.